Okay, please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please. Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Lovell?
Present.
Okay. Is there any public participation? Okay. Under item 3, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webel?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under board business, committee reports, we'll start with operations.
We haven't met since the since our last meeting before the committee of the whole. I do know there's some operational things that are going on that we need to take care of. The unexpected here with some heating. I don't know if everybody's heard, but didn't our heaters go out down in the cafeteria, locker room, have some leakage? Did you hear about that?
I did not.
Okay. That's not good.
Recently? So,
yeah, like Thursday, they had to shut some heat off in the lower level. So but I mean, we're still moving along on some projects, but there's really nothing new other than that. I know it was like a daily, my bad on that. I thought that everybody was aware of that.
Yeah.
I was here, Travis was telling me what was going on. So, but nothing new to report from our last meeting.
I talked with Angie today, and Angie's not a member of our operations committee, but she does work on our camera systems, which is coming through operations. So she has an update for us in terms of the camera grant and where we are.
Stephanie and Mr. Addison, we both worked on the BWC grant for security, and we were awarded those dollars. And so we have been working on layouts of cameras. So looking at what kind of cameras we currently have, many of them are analog, so they're not digital. The quality is poor. And they needed upgraded, and then also a lot of additional areas that needed coverage. This is not for the new high school, obviously. This is only speaking about primary, elementary, and middle. So went through with the principals and with the vendor that we currently work with, and finally just today got all of the quotes situated, and we're looking at basically 13 camera replacements at primary, 38 at elementary, 49 at middle. We'll have to add another server. That was all included in the pricing. And like I said, we went through with the principals and made sure that they could get coverage in the places that they felt were extremely important to have that they were missing. And then also to upgrade and do what we could for the cameras that were blurry or older and that sort of thing. So the vendor, we haven't gotten to the point, we need to purchase first, and then once they're ready to be able to come in and start running cabling, they have to do that and mount the cameras, and then they'll work with the principals a little bit too on kind of tweaking the view of those. So we're excited, and I know they are too, to have a lot more coverage. So that is an awesome thing, and it's well overdue. So, outside and indoor cameras.
Okay. Will we keep any of the old ones, or they'll just be?
No.
Okay.
They're done. They're past.
Done.
Okay.
And are these all that the grant?
It wasn't total coverage. I believe it was 40%.
The most we could get was $40,000, which was three quarters of the cost of it.
Yeah.
But the cost is actually more because we have to do a server and we have some cabling and other stuff. But I think the entire cost was it
$102,444, and the BWC grant was $40,000.
Right.
So that leaves us with $62,000.
That's a good deal.
But
yeah, great. Much needed.
Yeah.
So for any principal who has had to operate a safety assessment of student behavior, there is nothing like a good camera. It is a savior for a school building to be able to work with their kids and work with their staff when cameras show the truth. And the kids are aware of it. They know which cameras they know where they are. And so I appreciate the work, Steph's work, and your work in continuing to get these here. It'll be good for all of our buildings.
Thank you.
I'll talk about one other thing with operations.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So, and I'll mention this at the board meeting also. The district has dealt with SHEB neighboring districts with drivers passing our buses, despite the fact that the stop sign is out and the lights are on. And so I met with our drivers. They requested a meeting probably about 3 weeks ago. And they themselves, Dave Williams, one of our drivers, with support from the other drivers, had worked on a campaign, when Big Yellow Stops, Everyone Stops. And so we ordered some signs as a first part of this campaign. We ordered 100 signs and had them placed strategically through the district where this was happening. And Dave reported back to me casually, we were both in the parking lot, that they're in the areas where we were struggling as a school district, they have had zero incidents since the signs went up. And so we're happy to hear that. There's still more to do. We're assessing outside cameras for our buses, but that, again, that's an additional discussion that involves a lot of cost and additional programming. So I just wanted to report that out as part of operations.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it's fine. Athletics is kind of under operations.
Yeah.
So we had a meeting and we just talked about, you know, all the false stats of all the teams, and we're going into the new league, and not much is going to change because it's basically the same schools, but, you know, some of the little things are going to change, and we talked a little bit about the turf fundraising.
Great.
So that's it.
Okay. Thank you. Finance?
You were going to do your forecast.
Oh, do you want me to do the forecast now, or do
well,
you want
no,
me to do it at the meeting?
Meeting, but I don't, go ahead.
Okay.
Well, we can each say something. Go ahead.
We met last week. We reviewed our income tax. We've received our second collection this year. We're right on schedule with what we were anticipating that we would collect. Our pipeline money, we have our valuations for that. It's just a hair under $12 million. $19,947,000 was the valuation, which will give us approximately $300,000 this year, an additional $583,000 next year. And then moving forward, the valuation of the pipeline will decrease a percentage every year until it gets down to 15% of the value of the pipeline. So we'll start seeing that. We'll get one good year of collections, and then it starts declining about $17,000 a year till it hits that 15% mark, which will take it a number of years to get to that point. You have a question?
Do you have an estimate as to how many years we'll have this?
Well, once it hits 15%, we have it forever.
What is that number, the 15%, just out of curiosity?
Of the valuation?
I'm sorry. I just...
Doing?
That's going to require a calculator.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
just wondered what the final
number
is.
Same page.
If it takes 20 years, that's fine, but what do we know that we have?
You know, I know in our discussions with the state...
Wait a minute.
They've only ever guaranteed 5 years.
That's all they've ever talked
That's
about.
That's what the forecast, they've been forecasting.
Well, part of the thing people need to know, too, is if they decide to pump something else through there, then they have to pay us nothing. So this is not like this great windfall that we thought it was going to be. You know, it's good at the beginning, but we may not have it as long as, we may not get to 15%.
Okay, but you said for 2019 it's 300,000 and it's 585 for 2020. That shows an increase instead of a decrease.
It is, because the first year we're only collecting on half a year.
Part of the year, okay.
Because they pay 1 year in arrears for 19, or they're going to pay for 18. And no, I'm sorry, they're paying for 19. It's going into collection or into operations in 19. So in the beginning of 2020, we'll collect just half of it because they pay their second half tax or their first half taxes in the first half of the year.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They're paying it behind, like you do our property taxes.
Right.
So they're paying behind. We'll get a half a year's collection. Then the following year, we'll get the second half of that year, but then the second half will start to decrease the valuations.
Okay.
Which is why it's never quite the entire amount of the valuation.
And do we have any, I guess there's no way to predict if they're going to change.
I'm sorry?
17,000 less.
About 3% a year till it hits 15. Did you do 15%?
Yeah, I.
15%.
Yeah.
It can go down to $1.8 million.
The valuation.
From $12 million. So that's a, okay, so. It's a long time.
It came by 12?
What's that?
So if the valuation's 19 million and.
It's 12.
12 million.
Okay. 12 million minus, what did I say? I hate these phone calculators.
I know, it gets.
My Texas Instrument.
Yeah. 17%.
I still have it.
17%, I hit the wrong one. 17% is $2 million, not 1.18. It's $2 million.
I thought it was 15%.
No, we go.
It gets decreased. 15.
What did I just type in? 17?
You said 17.
The valuation, we go down to 2.
Right.
It's only 15%.
But, yeah. Yes.
But so however much it takes. Well, you said it goes down 17%.
I'm sorry. I'm asking you questions that you don't have.
Yeah.
Okay. It goes down 17% a year.
But the goal is eventually there's a sum potentially that's all we get for the remainder.
Right. And we don't. The only numbers that Steph and I have ever seen, they've given us up to 5 years.
Okay.
That I've never seen anything beyond 5 years.
But it
percentage
could last
wise,
beyond 5 years.
It could last.
Yes.
So, and the state has never said anything other than that. The warnings have come from other districts who have been through this already. Right. What Cindy is talking about, you know, one of the things that they tell us as a district, just to keep your eyes open on, would be the valuations. Like they tell us. It's going to be worth this much, and then the state comes in, does the evaluations. If the company decides to protest that, then the money that's in limbo, we don't get until it would go to court, however much money that is. But I've never personally seen anything beyond 5 years. And it's been, you know, 300,000 this year, but then it's hovering around 500,000 and it drops about every single year.
Right.
Do you have those totals on there anywhere?
I do. The first year, total will collect almost $380,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's $338,000 in our general fund. PI will get an additional, $19,000, and then our bond payment will be an additional almost $22,000. That's just with a half a year's collection.
Yeah.
Then the full year's collection, our general fund will get $670,000. The PI would get $37,000 and the bond would get $42,000. So the total that year is $747,000. I said an additional $583,000, not total $583,000.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And then the following year, it would go from $747,000 down to $725,000.
Okay.
And then $703,000, $682,000, $661,000. So it goes down around $17,000 a year, dollar wise.
And are they set percentages that go into general fund, PI, and
it's millage.
Millage, okay.
It's based on millage.
Okay.
And then the bond, they set the millage every year based on what the property values are doing and what they feel that we have to make as far as a payment goes. We've sent them a list of what our bond payments are. So they set the millage based on what the valuations are and how much money we have to collect to make the bond payments.
Okay.
And then the rest is all millage.
And that is in the five-year forecast now?
It is.
Okay.
It is all included.
See, this is where you need algebra. People say you never need algebra. You did it today.
And I can't do algebra in my head ever.
You don't get on the school board and you're not a treasurer. You don't need it.
Well,
I'm kidding.
What's that one joke where it says, and another day I didn't use
yes,
algebra.
Yes, exactly.
So we talked about the income tax. We talked about the pipeline. And then we just reviewed the forecast. There was one other. Oh, the Ohio checkbook. That was the other thing we talked about. We got the press release. I sent that to you today. They sent it to us late Thursday. It went out November 13th. I don't know who he sent it to. It went from the Treasurer of State's office, but it was sent out. I believe I sent it to you and to your papers. It's on our website now, so you can click on that link and you can go to the Ohio checkbook, and it's live and running. And we'll update that quarterly.
And so it's current now through September 30th?
Like. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope, that's all we talked about.
Okay. Policy?
Okay. We have some readings tonight from some policies that we discussed at our last meeting. Probably the most interesting one is the no tobacco use on district property by staff members. and no tobacco use on district property, and that'd be by students, visitors, or anyone else. Going to include some more some more signage, some tobacco-free campus signage going up. I believe there's some requirements for like stickers and vehicles, signage in certain places, things like that, and then of course some enforcement.
That's my question, I guess, is how this is going to be enforced with staff.
It's gonna be a big battle in every school district.
Yeah.
I mean, you would just try and communicate with staff if there's a need for you to do that. It can't be on campus. You know, that's less of a challenge to me than visitors that school districts are gonna have for events. And, you know, however long they've attended events, they have decided, I'm gonna go outside and smoke a cigarette. Mm-hmm. And so our district's gonna choose to place people outside to tell visiting people. Like, so those are some of the big questions that will have to be answered, you know?
Well, and I think the signage is definitely going to have to be clear.
It's going to have to be based on the signage. Districts are going to have to do a good job with signage, mm-hmm. and with announcements and reaching out to their public and reaching out to visitors during announcements, and work it hard, because this one's going to be a battle for every school district.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it includes vaping too.
It does.
Because if you read it, I mean, that's the one thing I want to make sure, the way that we're enforcing and the extremes that we're going to protect our kids from it, it's in there, mm-hmm. but it's kind of full of, because the title just says no tobacco. Right?
Yeah.
The policy reads tobacco-like products, you know, vaping, mm-hmm. this words that I don't even know. Yeah, chewing tobacco, I mean, all that, so. We felt it was important.
A lot of options out there.
I don't know if I'm in, but.
Yeah.
But we felt it was important for our student body as well, because it is an ongoing issue. And we felt that if we're going to hold our students to that standard, that we need to hold our staff to that standard as well as for our campus.
I agree. Okay. Do you have anything else from those? Was there anything else from the policies that you wanted to discuss?
They changed some of the graduation requirements. They did offer some the different stamps. Was that the one about the different stamps that are on there? There's different stamps that you have to get two.
The seals.
The seals.
Yeah.
Sorry, the seals.
Yeah, there's a lot, huh, Amy?
Options, well, yeah. There's a lot of options for those. Some of them still have to be created within our district of seals that they can get, but that's on here as well.
Right, the state still hasn't given official guidance on what the technology seal is going to look
right.
like. So once we get their guidance, then we have to create some more of our own. But the state is still, I think there was two left that they really haven't said clear cut. This is what.
But this is for next year's incoming freshman class.
This is the current freshman
the
class.
Current freshman, mm-hmm. That's the current freshman class. Okay. So there's still some time for
them. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Those are probably the highlights. Everything else is kind of just an update.
Are those seals something that you like work on? Does it take 4 years, or is it something that kind of you do something like one class or something?
They would
take.
Some of them are
cumulative.
Yeah, like especially.
You have to participate in an activity or an event or a class
right.
for a certain number of years.
Right.
I can talk just a little bit about 10 and 11, the student suspension and expulsion.
Okay.
And I'll keep it simple. The state and really national research is really anti-suspension, anti-expulsion right now. And the research has shown that it's really suspending and expelling a student from school is really an avenue to jail and other things that really aren't good for kids. But at the same time, you know, we have a district of 2,500 kids. Your job is to protect those kids at the same time. So districts, they're asking us to think creatively about different options for educating students instead of just, you know, throwing them to the streets. So we've had a couple situations where we're doing that, and we'll continue to look at it. But we're further and further away from old school.
Yeah.
You know, that, hey, you did this, you're out of school. It's just not, it's not flying legally anymore. And they're just asking schools to, you know, in many areas, to work a little harder.
Okay. Community engagement.
We did not have a meeting, but I did go to the Capitol Conference, and went to several events down there where I got a lot of information. I will be sharing with the community engagement committee at our next meeting. We actually went over some of the things were meeting policies, and this is more board policy instead of community engagement. But again, I'll discuss that with the board at a later date. Went to one on community communications where they actually talked about doing small group communication. So, for instance, if we have a room, they invited target groups. They invited social clubs like the Women's Club, the Lions, Kiwanis. They invited them in to discuss certain issues. And then the room wouldn't be set up like this. It would be set up in one large circle where somebody would talk on behalf of the district, preferably not somebody employed by the district. It would be somebody from outside of the district who would be the moderator. And then after a small discussion of the large group, they would break into smaller groups and give everybody an opportunity to speak. And it's just, he actually broke up the room, the moderator of this session actually broke up the room this way during the meeting, and it was amazing. It went from this kind of sound to constant discussion. Everybody was talking. First thing we did was introduce ourselves, where we're from, why we're here, what we want to learn from this session. And then he gave us three pointed questions. They were ambiguous questions, but he was going for specific answers from everybody in each group, and then everybody shared their response. He said they do two of these meetings per month. Fortunately for them, they have somebody who is trained in this and is able to do this without thinking twice about it, to set these up and to invite target groups. He said the largest group they had was when they invited people from the music department, because that's a constantly active group. The next largest group was the athletic parents, and all the athletic parents would come and discuss their issues and what we're doing about a new stadium or a new track, or we need new equipment for the football team or whatever, and everybody would share their thoughts. And it was just so cool to act. They had a video of some of these meetings. It was just so cool to hear people you wouldn't ordinarily think would show up at a program like this. They target these groups, they do mass mailings, they phone calls to get the people into the let's say Panther Room. And they get all kind of information, and said since they've been having these meetings, they haven't had the people on social media maligning them nearly as much, because those people are actually, everybody's invited to the meetings, but they target specific groups. Well, each time, that's one of the target groups, is to get that group of people to show up. And he said he was actually at one meeting, I can't remember what it was about, but one of the most outspoken people in the community who was running the Facebook page and Twitter page, or Twitter account, for this very negative group, was talking to the people in his group, and they all, when all the different groups shared their thoughts at the end, he said, "I see exactly what you're talking about." He went back and he changed a lot of the things on his Facebook page. He gave support to that particular cause. So it was just interesting to hear that. Plus, I just gave Angie a stack of material. I'll give each board member the same information. It's Inspiring Ideas for School Social Media. This is a free thing that the woman from socialschools.com, I went to her session last year, and I presented something to the board last year about her business. She's right now working with 130 schools across the country. We would have to supply pictures and stories, and her company literally assigns somebody to take care of Norton School District. This person might be taking care of two or three school districts, but they will schedule posts to go out at 8:30 in the morning when people are waiting to drop their kids off. They're sitting on the phone looking at look at their phones. They will schedule them at lunchtime when people are on break. They'll schedule, this is most interesting, they schedule a, usually they schedule some kind of Facebook Live or a short video at, in our district, it would be about 3 o'clock when parents are waiting to pick their kids up in the car. And that's what people do when they're sitting and watching video, or sitting and looking at their phone. She said it's amazing.
That's
an active time, because they'll get comments, they'll get all kind of information. So anyway, they have all the algorithms as to how to promote things. For instance, one algorithm is if there's something that Angie or Dana or somebody on the district posts, if you like it, the district gets 1 point toward their algorithm, which builds it up as far as the exposure of this site. If they comment on it, if anybody comments, even if it's just a thumbs up or a smiley face or whatever, it's 7 points. So it makes the site more popular within the community. If they share it, it's 14 points. So she said, go back, and first thing you need to tell everybody in the district is, whatever you do, share the things that are posted by the district. Mm-hmm. And that gets us out there, and the algorithms actually start sending to people who are outside of our Norton family circle. So it's her algorithm discussion was way beyond me, but it was so interesting just to hear how Facebook and most social media work right now.
That's interesting.
That algorithm.
Yeah.
That algorithm.
See? Used it again.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. Uh-huh. All right, technology and instruction. Angie, is there anything that you'd like?
Yes, we met, another great meeting. I had emailed you links to the two new forms that the Tech Advisory Committee worked on. One is for student devices that go home. These aren't for devices that stay here. We have very few, but there are some kids that take device back and forth, like for communication purposes or something like that. And the other form was for staff. Our form for staff currently is rather generic, I guess. It just basically states that they're signing out the laptop or whatever it is that they're taking back and forth. And really all we were trying to do is create some accountability so that people, you know, maybe thought a little bit more about, you know, the device, they're responsible for that device. So if something even accidental happens, you know, we lose out because we have to replace that. So, and in each form did have the suggestion of, you know, a fee for certain things that were damaged. We haven't really rolled all of these out yet. The student form I've used as new students have gotten devices to go home. And the staff forms, the Tech Advisory Committee had said that maybe on Records Day in December or something, we could, you know, take that time to have staff sign the new form somehow like that, so that they would have the opportunity. Part of the form too for them is if there was something already damaged on the device, we could mark that down, we could both look at it. So it's not like we're gonna hold you accountable for a bump, a scratch, a dent that's already on there. We just want people to realize the importance of, you know, yes, you're borrowing this device, you're responsible for it. You know, if it is lost or stolen or damaged or broken or you spill something on it, you know, it's important and it means something. So I emailed those to you. We talked a lot about professional development that they were interested in, you know, with moving away from smart boards into the clever touches and more Google things. They were really wanting some more professional development on those topics, something that they could move from smart notebook to Google. Also, just more things on Gradebook, even though they've been using Gradebook for years. There's newer staff, and there's a lot of things we don't get to cover in new teacher orientation, but they also, even staff that has been here for a while, there's things that they just never sat down and had the time to look into. So we talked about some professional development interests that they had. We made some adjustments to our online technology tickets for the help desk, just trying to streamline that, make it even simpler for people to fill out a ticket, because that really helps us prioritize things. Also, just in regards to devices, I know that the board's been discussing trying to get more devices to students. On our PD day that's coming up, we're going to have some conversations by grade levels and departments about their team needs So we know that we can't have one cart in every classroom immediately or, you know, very quickly. But as a baby step, let's find out what they feel that their team or grade level would need to just be enough. Because they may not all say that they need one cart in every classroom. There are some teachers that may not even really want to use it that much. And there may be a lot of teachers that could share them. So this is kind of a baby step to what could we do in between. Different departments have different needs. You know, science at the high school, they need something for the labs, so they're going to need more, you know. Or at the younger grade levels, the kindergarten, they have tech tubs in their rooms. They may not want a cart in kindergarten. So just to kind of get some clear information from them, and maybe that would also help in your consideration mm-hmm. so that I can yeah. give you some sort of proposal that says, you know, these are the really big needs, and maybe this is a baby step to where we're trying to get to. So also some just a couple of other things. We completed all of the network upgrades that NeoNet was doing with our E-rate dollars, and we have applied for our $53,000 reimbursement, and it's been approved. So we should be receiving those monies back for switches that we upgraded and all of the wireless access points at elementary, primary, and middle school. Also in regards to E-rate, wireless service is what's called a Category 2 service. That's something that they're looking at whether or not they are going to continue to fund for 2021. And for us, that would be an additional $8,165 if they decide not to continue to fund wireless service for our school buildings, for any school business, not just us. So I went to a meeting a couple of weeks ago, and they didn't have an answer to that just yet. But I just kind of wanted to put that out there because budgets are tight, and you know, I know you don't want an $8,000 surprise. So I did mention it to Stephanie, and I just wanted to bring that up to you as well.
So Angie, did they suggest a solution to that? You put wires in all of these
rooms? No, no. It's very similar to years ago. They used to provide dollars reimbursement for our web hosting, for our web page. They don't do that anymore. Their goal is making sure that, which is kind of ironic now, that everyone has internet across the nation. Well, some of the rural schools are probably using up more of those dollars to get where they need to be, and maybe this is their way of backing off. The other one was telephony. So we used to get reimbursements for our telephony and our IP phones, and they phased that out. So I don't know what's going to happen. And as you know, the hardware stuff that we did this year, this was the fifth year to do that. And it's a good thing that we did it, because it's the last year for us. Now they're going to decide, are we doing any hardware continuing forward? And now they're considering, are we doing any wireless service? So I just, you know, hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed. Maybe they'll all come through. So we'll see. On the opposite end of that, we did get our Best Buy grant funded again for Panther Coding, $4,860. So we, on tonight's agenda, we're looking to post to hire the two teachers that get paid through that grant and do something again through the winter months. So that is very exciting.
Good.
We have another meeting set up for a half day, December 12th, and in that we're going to go through the action items that are in our technology strategic plan and start working on those things. We're looking to maybe add some students and some parents to our committee, so creating some sort of Google form for students and parents of interest to fill that out, and then maybe our last meeting of the year, maybe they could be a part of that and just bring any questions, suggestions that they had. You know, we have several other little things in there. That's just one example of, you know, we're going to go through our strategic plan and look at, you know, what else we need to work on.
So. Your grade meetings to discuss technology, is that next Wednesday as part of PD?
Yes,
okay.
Okay. It's a breakout session, and we'll have a Google Doc that they will be able to, each team or grade level, it's actually, I mean, middle school calls them teams, but they're still basically grade levels. But even like fine arts, because I know we had an art teacher submit for a grant that wasn't awarded. They'll each be able to say, so like I gave those examples, you know, we had high school math that was here. You know, maybe one more cart for that math department would put them in a really good place. They're not anticipating needing one per teacher. So it would kind of be a way to look through and say,
yeah.
Oh, well, you know, know, we could do this year, this next year, or, you know, just a thought. Just trying to think creatively of how we can get where we're trying to go, but not, if we can't do it all at once. And then that might give you guys more direction on if you're going to try to allocate dollars, how much.
Because we do want to talk about that, maybe like January, so if you can, obviously, you'll have plenty of time to get that back to us. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Under curriculum, the National Inventors Hall of Fame is going to host Camp Invention June 8th through the 12th next year, next summer. We still have to approve or a posting for the director and instructor, which is on tonight's agenda, but all of that is paid by the National Inventors Hall of Fame and not the district. We've already mentioned our next professional development day is next Wednesday, November 27th. Is there anything that you want to add, Amy or Mr. Addis?
We worked today on getting a couple of things prepared. It's really, and you probably explain it better than I would, it's really looking at having discussions with, you know, how things are going, what are we doing, you know, Mr. Addison and I feel like it's kind of time that staff can have frank discussions with one another, but we're trying to promote the idea of we work together by mixing it up.
Nice.
We have taken it upon ourselves to assign who's going to be in what groups. The thought process being you tend to, you know, go with the people that you know the best. Yeah. And we felt, okay, if our theme is, you know, we work together, not everyone in every building knows each other. They might know somebody by sight, oh yeah, I think they're in this particular building, but they may not have any idea who they are or what they do and what capacity they work with the kids. So we've mixed it up a little bit. So I think today we actually have 22 groups.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the groups have, you know, personnel from all of the buildings in them. Mr. Addis has come up with some questions based on some PDs and things that he's been to that we're going to use to kind of drive those discussions. Staff will be able to choose, I think, 3 of the 5 questions posted.
Mm-hmm.
One of them that's mandatory is the technology question, so, you know, that's Angie's group. The afternoon, there will be some kind of, I don't know if you want to call it like a self-assessment or a self-evaluation of how things are going in their worlds individually. And then there'll be some team building activities for them in the afternoon. So we're really taking a look at, you know, we say that we're boring together, we spend a lot of time focusing on it, but now we're putting it into practice. So we don't feel that we can say that we bore together if you don't know who your neighbor is.
Right.
Kind of thing. So,
our teachers deal with a lot.
Yeah.
They have a lot of different lives and situations come into their lives, and they take that home, you know, and they think about these kids on the weekend, and there's a category out there called compassion fatigue, and it's just like when you're in this profession and you know what this kid's not eating at night and this kid is in this particular situation, we worry about this, and you know, we put on a front about how we're doing, and so the afternoon is designed just for them to have some time to reflect about how they're doing, and when things aren't okay, how are they coping with it, or do they have people to talk to? And the morning, we've worked really hard on this one. We've spent some PD days where we've had people come in and talk to our teachers. Our last one in particular, I loved Missy McLean. I'm not really someone to sit and listen to someone for 3 hours. She was amazing for 3 hours. But administratively, we have the opportunity to sit and talk about our educational lives. And that's what next Wednesday is designed for our teachers. So they'll have me, and you guys will be thankful for just a little bit of time on Wednesday morning. And then we're going to turn them loose just to have some discussions about where they are educationally and in their instruction, and really sort of reset the district for moving forward and what is happening in our rooms and in our buildings. And I know Amy talked about the district. We think that that's really important for them to work with other people for the same reasons as we want our kids to get to know each other. And we know we have teachers that have no idea who other teachers in the district are. So we're excited about the day. I'll tell you about 12:30 if it was good.
All right. We also have some teachers that continue to get PD at the Summit County ESC. There's recently adopted Ohio Learning Standards in Science and Social Studies. So, and we also have teachers who are working with a math consultant.
fingers crossed we have enough subs to continue to do that. We have had to reschedule a couple of events because we lack the sub coverage. So if you know anybody that's looking to sub or that's looking, you know, for some work, we'd love to have them come in and meet with us. It's unfortunate when you have a lot of great things that you want to do and you just, you can't, you know, you have to reschedule things and make things work and get creative and, you know, so we're going from there. But yes, so we have the Science and Social Studies teams, fortunately have been able to go to the ESC, one or two from each department, and they're bringing the information back. We're not sending six and seven people at a time, right. We can't. So we're looking to send some people. And then our math professional development has been rescheduled twice now because we cannot get enough subs. So he is actually going to be coming to the district to help maybe alleviate some of that. They're all looking at Mrs. Anderson.
Right. Why not?
Research.
Why not?
Make him feel guilty.
Research really supports former educators.
Yeah.
Especially bilingual.
Yeah.
So yes, we are continuing to try and provide development activities.
So add her to the list, basically, right?
Come see us.
All right, and then end of course retakes for high school will begin in the end of December. And
the beginning of December.
I'm sorry? But yes,
they're
beginning.
Starting
Got it.
December 3rd, and there's a 15-day window, but because we're not in school on the 20th, that's records day, their window is actually going to be the 3rd through the 19th.
Okay. All right, and then NES students in grades 2 and 4 will be taking the InView test again, which is mandated to identify students who are gifted.
Yep, and that is actually this week. So the InView test is used for superior cognitive identification, whereas the MAP is used for specific content area in math and in reading.
Does it include algebra?
Okay, and that is all I had. Superintendent's recommendation.
Not at this time.
Okay. At this time, can I have a motion to go into executive session to discuss the employment of personnel?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Okay, we are out of executive session. Can I have a motion to adjourn the Committee of the Whole?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli, Mr. Yule, Mrs. Webble,
yes.
Mrs. Bennett, Mr. Ings.
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Committee